We welcome you to a one-on-one with All-Pro and Pro Bowl defensive tackle Fletcher Cox, presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. Fletcher Cox having just a fantastic start to this 2017 season. Am I right? You feel like you're playing good?
Yeah. I mean, the games that I played in, I missed two games, obviously, due to injury, but I feel like I came back, you know, right where I kind of dropped off at, where I got hurt, I came back and didn't miss a beat.
How much does it stink not playing when you've worked this entire offseason and you got to sit and watch from the couch or the sidelines or the box, wherever you are?
Man, it is really tough not playing, because you know that those guys are going out there and they're giving their all, and you know how bad you want to be out there, but you can't because of an injury. And the main thing that the guys always tell me, man, just get healthy and just come, you know, have fun when you get back. And that's what I did. I got healthy. I did what I had to do to get back on the field.
Fletch, you've been here long enough. You've learned about Eagles fans. You know the ups and the downs, the happiness and the frustration. All these people watching, how would you describe the reaction that you've gotten from the fans here in 2017? I mean, social media, they got to be all over you, right?
Yeah, I mean, the fans, everybody's happy. You know, we're happy as a team and as an organization. The fans are happy. Everybody's happy right now. But what I think the main thing is, we just have to continue doing what we're doing. And they're just, you know, just focus on the little things, you know, and practice, and success will happen. And we just have to just continue to bring that energy. And, you know, really number one with the fans is make the opposing teams uncomfortable when they come to play in the link.
Well, I got to tell you, Monday night, we've gone to Seattle and Kansas City. It was as loud as I can ever remember. It was great, wasn't it?
It was really loud. They did a great job at making sure that Kirk, you know, couldn't make a whole lot of checks on offense. And, you know, we did a great job as a team just really getting after a really good football team.
Yeah, really good football team. And an offensive line that is a really good offensive line. Yeah. And you guys dominated. What has been the key up front, particularly against the run?
Stop. I mean, just being aggressive, you know, being physical, wanting to get those, wanting to get tackled for losses and things like that, and just put, you know, teams behind the sticks. But now we know they have to throw the football, and we know that Jim's going to let us rush at that point, especially on, you know, third down, third and long. He's going to let us rush and, you know, let the back guys cover.
Well, you wore a microphone on for Monday night's game. I wonder how you would describe your personality on the field.
I really kind of forgot I had the mic on.
Yeah.
Because I don't really, you know, I have fun out there, and I say what I'm going to say, you know, mic'd up or not, I say what I'm going to say, and that's what's important to the guys, and, you know, how I feel, you know, at some times of the game. But, you know, obviously it was fun.
Yeah.
And I just feel like, I said a bunch of things on there that I would normally say.
Mm-hmm.
So
it was no acting. It was no Fletcher Cox putting on a show for...
No, definitely no acting. I mean, I am who I am on game day. Yeah. And things I say, you know, and those guys respect it, and I respect those guys.
This defense faces a challenge now. No Jordan Hicks. How does the defense rally around each other and compensate for his loss?
We just have to know. We got that Joe Walker is going to step up. Najee Good is going to step up. And, you know, we have to just continue doing what we're doing. You know, doing what we've been doing. And that's, you know, just focus on, you know, on helping each other and how to make each other better. And, you know, just all, at the end of the day, we have to play together. You know, just rally around whoever's going to be in by, to take up Jordan's spot.
What is this, your sixth year?
Yes, my sixth year.
Best Eagles team you've been on?
Absolutely.
Why do you say that? Why do you think?
Because, I mean, this team, I mean, I've been here for 6 years, as you said, and sometimes we've had success, and we kind of let it slip away from us. But this year, I feel like this team is dealing with the success part really, really good, taking it and knowing that we still have a lot of football ahead of us.
And is that because there's leadership in the locker room? You've been through this before. You know that it can change in an instant. You know, I mean, you've grown up.
Yeah.
You've grown up before our eyes.
Yeah, right? Absolutely, man.
You're like a veteran now. You still feel like a little kid, though, don't you?
No, sometimes. But, nah, man, I just, you know, just being a part of a locker room for so long, and you see, you know, things start to change, and you see, you know, growth. And, you know, absolutely myself, me being my sixth year, I've been part of a 4-12 team, so I know how losing feel. I know that feeling. I don't want to ever feel that way again.
Well, let's hope it doesn't happen, man.
I mean, just everybody just sticking together, man, rallying behind each other and doing the good times of the game, doing the bad times of the game, because we know at some point of this season that it's going to be a rough time.
Yeah, and the adversity will come, and then the good teams deal with the adversity and fight through it.
Absolutely.
All right. San Francisco 49ers, what kind of team are they? What kind of offense are they?
Do you see? They got a running back that can run the football.
Yeah.
I mean, two guys. They got Hyde and the other speed guy. And he's, you know, when he got the ball, we need 11 guys running behind him, trying to get him on the ground.
If there is 2 inches of rain and it's pouring down and the field's a mess, will you show that you're a mutter? You like playing in those kind of conditions if you have to?
That means if the ball is that slippery, I got to run the ball. And I feel like, You know, we've been had a lot of success on stopping the run, and you know that's what it's going to start with.
Well, keep up the good work, Fletcher Cox. Appreciate it very much. Fletcher Cox in studio, presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. Thanks for joining us.